I'm looking for a tape that I made in 1960 to hopefully as my introduction to Karl Heinz Stockhausen when I came here then. And it was on reel to reel then, but I know that I transferred it to a cassette, but there are boxes and boxes of cassettes here, and last 40, 50 years, it seems that the glue has dried on the labels, and so I have these boxes with cassettes, and at the bottom of the boxes there are lots of labels, so I'm going to have to go through a lot of these to see if I can find that original tape.
Is she well enough to read the question?
What is it?
Well, is there anyone there who can read the late Mr. Gannett's question?
Only if the executors of the will were to agree on a revocation of the clause by applying for a codicil.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave that question there.
It could be rushed through about 2 months.
Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
I don't know what that is. Okay, well, obviously not. Ben Patterson. Okay. Let's try this. Okay. No, not quite. Okay. Sorry, that's not it either. Nope. I don't seem to be anything on there. Okay. No, I don't think that's it either. Why isn't that at least marked what it is? Okay.
Yes.
Again, I don't know what it is, but it sounds interesting. What the hell is this? Well, I don't think Stockhausen would have liked that very much.
Er schaut nicht die Felsen wirfen.
What is this? It's my voice. Okay.
Sie kennt es mit Goldenen's Kamm. Und singt ein Lied dabei.
What do I say?
Das hat ein wundersame, gewaltige Melodie.
Oh, I guess I did make some tape music. Yes, Mr. Piazzolla, but why is it in this strange box with a frog on the top? Let's see, maybe there's something beyond here. Must have been entertaining myself. Another tango man. I like tango. Sorry, but not that. Okay. I think I must have been interested in doing something with the tango, but I don't remember that I ever did a piece. Thank you. think that's Joe Jones and Ben Patterson there. It's not it. Concert with Leroy Jenkins, I think, on violin. I don't know what, but I know that's not it. So working title, I guess. It was sort of more an experiment, or where I was at that point, I guess, would say a work in progress. I call it Three Ways to a Tape. What today we would call looping, I guess, and overlapping. This is Ben Patterson again, but what is he saying? This funny thing again. No, that's not it. I don't know what that is. No, very nice, but that's not it either. Okay, well, you see what generation I come from. Sounds like Bollywood before it happened. I think this is going to be the Meistersparkel from Nuremberg. let's see. Think. Sounds like there should be something on it, huh? Sound of the Night Stars. Okay, that's the end of that box.
So it's empty. It's empty?
Yes.
Oh, did you look in this box? The brown one?
Yeah?
Yeah. And we didn't find it. So we just have to do it again.
What this is a realization of this tape I was looking for, or a reconstruction of the basic idea, and reconstructed for three performers to perform it live. And the original piece, as I said, I was working in this tape music studio that Hugh LeCain had built, at a very primitive situation, and two different pitches and so forth. He had a series of pulleys going from large to small, and a loop that went to the other end of the room. And he had a pickup in between. And depending upon which loops the pulleys were on, whether you had a high tone, low tone, or whatever, and some homemade filters and things too. So it was, as I say, quite primitive. But the basic idea was that I had these three different sounds which turned into a loop, and they repeated in a sequence, but when the three were performed together, the sequence was unequal or was not parallel, so that there was never a repetition of it. Well, probably, I think I calculated at one point that after 1,500 sequences of one loop, it would come back to the beginning and repeat again. So that was the basic idea. And so what this score does is show how to arrange, or when each player should do his little sequence in a period from 1 to 16 seconds or so, and when to enter, when not to. And it shows the various ways to make a long, short, or medium sound, and to vary the timbre and a glissando pitch modulation, thinking probably with a string instrument, which you could do those things on. Maybe we can set up some equipment and we can do it ourselves and see if we can come back close to what I remember as the original tape or the original idea.